Okay, so that's when we're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Menachos, and we're up to parak Yud, Mishnah Dalet. Kitzaru nesanu b'kupos, they would harvest the barley and put it into baskets. Evyula azarahi mahavavin oso ba'or, they would bring it into the azara, the Beis HaMikdash, and they would toast it over a fire while the kernels of the barley were still attached to the stalks. Kidei l'kayibo mitzvahs kali, and that's how they would fulfill the mitzvah of kali, which is to toast the barley. Normally you wouldn't do that. You would separate the kernel from the stalks, but over here they would toast them first, because if they were removed from the stalks first, then you would never be able to toast them directly over a fire, because you couldn't hold them. They would just, you if you were holding them over the fire, you'd burn your hands off. The Chamomrim say no, they would beat it with reeds and with klichos, with stems, to take the kernels out of the stalk. But they would use soft things like reeds and stems so that the kernels wouldn't get crushed from the beating. The sanula abuv, and once they would separate it from the stalks, they would put it into a pipe to toast the grain. The abuv hayimanukov, and it had holes in it, kadeshe or sholit bakulo, so that the fire could really get into it to toast them. Shtachu, meaning so that you didn't have to hold it by hand over the fire where you'd burn your hand off, but you didn't have to leave it in the stalks either. They would take it out of the stalks, put it into this special kli that was meant for toasting, shetachu ba'azara, and then they would spread it out in the azara, v'aruach min hashevespo, and the wind would blow on it and dry it out in that way. Nesanu b'rechaim shel grosos, then they would put the barley in a mill for beans, which would grind in a way that didn't grind it so finely, so the bran doesn't go through the sieve and won't be removed from the flour, and from that grain they took an isaron of fine flour after sifting it through 13 different sieves, and the rest of the flour that they had, they would be poded from Hagdish, and anybody was allowed to eat it, and the rest of the flour was chayiv in hafrashas chala. Even though hektish stuff is not chayv in afrashas chala, but this is chayv in chala because they were poda it. Or patam in the maisos, but they didn't have to take maisos from it because the shas chi of maiser is at the gemar melacha. And at the time of the gemar melacha, it was kadosh. Rabbi Akiva mechayv bechala maisos. Rabbi Akiva says chayv in chala and maisos because once it's niftes, so it's going to be chayv in both. Balali sarum. Once on they would get it down to an isaron of flour, v'nasan shamno v'nasa. Then you'd put in the oil and the lavona into an empty kli sharis and put the flour in. Yatza kuvala, you'd pour more oil then into it and mix the flour and the oil together, just like any other mincha. Heinif v'higish, then the kohen would wave the flour oil combination and bring it near the mizbeach. V'kamatz v'hikter, he'd take a kmitza from it and burn it on the mizbeach. V'ashar nachal kohanim, and the rest of it gets eaten by kohanim. Moving on to Mishnah Hay. Once the Korban Omer was brought in the Beis HaMikdash on the 16th day of Nisan, Yotzin Motzin Shulki Yerushalayim Shehu Malei Kemach V'Kali, the people would go out and the whole marketplace of Yerushalayim was full of flour and grain from the new crop that had been harvested before Pesach. Shalo Beretzon Chacham, but Chacham were not happy about this because they thought that if they would harvest everything before the Korban Omer was brought, people might come to eat it before the Korban Omer is brought, and that's an Isadar Raisa to eat it before the Korban Omer. Divrei Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Birzoncha Mayosim. No, the Chum thought it was perfectly fine. You're only not allowed to eat Chadash before the Korban Omer, but there's nothing wrong with harvesting Chadash before the Korban Omer. Misha Karva Omer, once Korban Omer was brought, Hutar Chadash Miyad. The Chadash right away became Mutter. Varachokim Utar Mechatzos Yom Alalan. And people who live far away from Yerushalayim, who couldn't possibly know exactly when the Korban Omer was brought, could assume that by the time Chatzos Yom came around, it was brought and therefore they were allowed to eat their Chadash. Misha Karav Besam Mikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we no longer have a Korban Omer to be matir the Chadash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh she yom henev kulo asr. Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh said that you have to wait till the whole day is over before you can eat Chadash, even though really it should be mutter as soon as the morning arrives of that day, but the concern is that next year the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt and on that day, and they're not going to get around to the Korban Omer till late in the day, but they'll remember having eaten it from the morning earlier in previous years. So on account of that, he said, you know what? Whenever we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we're going to wait till the day is over. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'alo min HaTorah hu aser. Rabbi Yehuda says, min HaTorah, it's aser tid on the 16th day of Nisan. Shnamar adet sami yom hazeh. It says adet sami yom hazeh. So what do you mean, Rabbi Yochum Zaka made a takana? It's not a takana. It's not mutter in the morning. It's mutter the whole day. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, at least. Why is it that people who live far away were allowed to eat the chadash from midday and on? Shouldn't they have been concerned that maybe the carbon normal wasn't brought yet? Because the Bezdin was not lazy about the carbon normal. They could rest assured that the carbon normal was brought by the time Chatzos Hayom rolled around. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yudalad, we said that they would harvest the barley for the Yomer, and they would put it in baskets and bring it to the Azara, and they would toast it while it was still in its stalk, according to our mayor, whereas the Chum said, no, they would beat it out of the stalk with soft reeds and soft stalks, and then they would put it into a special copper kli to toast it, and then they would put it out in the Azara, and the wind would blow it to dry it, and then they would put it in a mill that would mill beans normally, and then they would sift it 13 times until they whittled it down to one Isarun, and then they'd be poda, whatever was left, other than that Isarun. So since they were poda it, it was eaten, it could be eaten by anybody, meaning everything but that Isarun could be eaten by anybody, and it's chayiv and chala like any other chulin, but there's a machlokas whether it's chayiv or pater from maestros. And then they would take that Isarun and put shemen and lavona into a kli, and put the Isarun into the kli, and then put more shemen into the kli, and then mix it all together, and then do the waving and bring it to the mizbeach and do the kamitza, and be maktir that komets on the mizbeach, and the rest of it could be eaten by kohanim, and whatever was not taken from the komets, meaning the shiare hakmitza, could be eaten by kohanim. So there are three things, right? There's the leftover flour from after all the sifting and everything else, that they were just poda and became chulin. There's the komets that was taken from the isarun, that's achilas mizbeach, and then there's the shirayim after the komets, that's nechal kohanim. And then Mishnah Hey, we said that they after they brought the Korban Omer, they'd go out and the Shuk Yerushalayim was already full of Chadash. It was a Machlokas, Rameir and Chamim, whether the Chamim were happy about that. As soon as the Korban Omer was brought, Chadash became Mutter right away, but people who live far away from Yerushalayim didn't know when the Korban Omer was brought, couldn't assume by Chatzos Hayom that it was brought, and we have Machlokas, whether the reason that you're not allowed to eat when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, the entire second day of Pesach is because it was a Takaras Rabbi Yochum and Zakai, or is it a Dindal Raisa that you're not allowed to eat it for the entire second day of Pesach? Okay, next time, Beth Shem, we'll pick up with Perek Yod, Mishnah Vav.